Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go out and look at the composite trade as it stands right now in Kansas City. March wheat 740 up 1 3/4. May 733 down 1 1/4. And July at 738 down 2. March wheat in Chicago 692 1/4 up 2 1/4. May 699 1/4 up 2 1/4. July at $7.50 up 1 3/4. March corn 729 1/2 up 4 1/4. May 707 1/2 now 1/4 up 3 3/4. July at 684 1/4 up 3 3/4. And December at 548 1/2 up 1 1/2. March soybean 1511 3/4 up 3 1/4. May 1476 1/2 up 5 1/2. July 1451 3/4 up 4 1/2. And November at 1271 3/4 up 3 1/4. March soybean meal 435.80 down 30. May 436 up 80. March soybean oil 50.14 down 2. May 50.47 up 13. April live cattle 128.27 1/2 up 72 1/2. March feeders are 139.25 up 27 1/2. And April lean hogs are 81.20. They are down 82 1/2.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave. Really enjoyed the Outlook meeting over at the Beef House there last week. Thought it was a real good presentation and really enjoyed being part of it.
And if you want to actually view that meeting, you can do so now at our website at willag.org. You can click around there, and you'll find the video from all of the sessions up there now. Today, it looks like it's a very muted affair day, Kurt. Not a lot going on. We got the report behind us, the WISD report behind us, and unless, I suppose, something were to break unknown, we're 2 weeks away from planting intentions and quarterly grain stock report. Could it be a muted affair between now and then?
Well, we'll look at day-to-day demand, commodity fund trading activity. You're correct. The next main market maker will be the reports here at the end of the month. That'll shed a little light on what to look forward to. Also, too, the long-term weather maps will be watched fairly closely, especially for the guys in the south that continue to get bombarded with moisture in the southeast. However, the southwest, there's portions that's a little too dry to get plantings going in some areas there. So there'll be plenty of conversation. The market is oversold, and we're due to see some type of little recovery bounce. How much we'll have to monitor that as we go. But the fundamental news continues to be the same. Talk about logistics concerns in the southern hemisphere. That's backing up shipments anywhere from 60 to 65 days on loadings coming out of the southern hemisphere. It's going to shift a little bit of demand back our way. It's kind of a worldwide shipping logistics situation. When you got ships sitting there, you got other ships being freed up, so you got to keep those ships moving. It's not the fact they're going to run out of grain and have to get some in there in a heartbeat. That's not the case. It's probably more bearish longer term than anything, because if you back everything up 60 days, you're going to be pushing a lot of these shipments during our harvest this fall. So in the meantime, we'll use this strength in here to enjoy the up move here for a few weeks.
So given what you said about South America ports and the 60-day delay, given what you said about exports and 96% of the total that USDA has put out there thus far, $1.345 billion. You got 5 months going in the marketing year. Why is not the futures market, and I guess I'm really thinking of meal at the moment, given the fact that USDA put a pretty significant increase in its feeding last week. Why isn't the meal market just buying futures up, not even thinking about it?
Well, it's probably yet to come. Overall meal, there's, plentiful supply right at the moment here. And the meal and oil is going to be a byproduct. The trade's been heavily along the oil side, and they look to unwind that spread there. So meal's going to eventually find some support here at some lower levels, closer to the $400 level versus the $430 area. I feel that pullbacks at that level is going to be well supported. But overall, meal-wise, you're looking at livestock numbers. The pork numbers are hanging in there quite well. Poultry-wise, egg sets, that's going to be monitored as we move along and through here. But the overall probably theory to watch in the meal would be a sideways trading pattern of resistance up here in this 430 to 440 area of good support down around $400 a ton.
And I guess a similar question might be asked in the wheat market. I know there has been snow out in the plains. I don't discount that, but it's usually considered an inch to a foot. And if you look at the drought map, we're not completely out of the woods yet for sure. So why also in the same vein isn't wheat being snapped up as by futures traders?
Well, on the wheat side, that moisture helped out a ton. We're not going to replenish the aquifers. We're probably not going to lift the irrigation quotas, per se, but you did fill up the surface reserves, reservoirs and lakes and so forth to draw off of. So that's huge. That moisture is beneficial. The key is whether or not we'll receive additional beneficial moisture as we move more into the spring time window. But even though the drought monitor continues to show extremely dry conditions, those dry conditions are continue to shrink here if this current weather pattern keeps moving along. Right now, you consider that the pattern is wet, and until that change, the trade's going to look at this moisture being beneficial to the wheat crop clear out through the Midwest.
Now, the other thing I was looking at off of this report was world coarse grain stocks, and this from the Friday report. And if I'm doing the math right, it's like 46 days or 47 days remaining of supply. So I look at that, and then you talk to me about the concerns about getting the crop, the corn crop into the ground south and some of the places where it's now too wet and a few places where it's still too dry. And I begin to wonder whether or not there will be fireworks eventually in that September contract.
Well, could be. We'll monitor that as we go along here. It's, the south still has, several weeks to get the crop in yet. So I don't know if we're necessarily going to see a whole lot of fireworks right now, but as time goes on, you're correct. The September could be, a key pivotal point there, where it could be old crop and maybe a little bit of premium there. But two, you got to remember one thing is this rally we saw here during 2012, for the first time in history, the end user sort of said, no, I'm going to buy higher levels. I'm going to take some downtime or find some substitutions. So they're going to need to reload here this coming fall. And as of right now, and with the current situation they're looking at, they've got their hands in their pockets. So it's going to take an extreme planning delay to get them come forward to start paying some actual premium in that September contract.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn, 729.5, up 4.25. May, 707.75, up 4.25. March beans, 1506.5, down 2. May, 1472, up 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana, 10 o'clock Central Time.